Here is the week in Congressman John Faso news. Votes he took, positions he espoused, and protest rallies and town halls that he attended or not. The website 538.com currently reports that John Faso votes with Donald Trump's positions 86.6% of the time.
The Columbia County Sanctuary Movement announced it will rally outside of U.S. Representative John Faso's office in Kinderhook at 6:30 p.m. March 5th. According to a press release, the group, along with ICE Free Capital District, Ulster Immigrant Defense Network, Showing Up for Racial Justice Hudson, Showing Up for Racial Justice Ulster, Tim Horn Uprising, local faith leaders, and communities, are continuing to call upon Faso to support a Clean Dream Act. That legislation would provide protection and a path to citizenship for undocumented immigrants brought to the United States as children. Following the rally, the group will adjourn to Kinderhook Town Court to show their support for the so-called Kinderhook Nine, a group of nine protesters arrested after activists took over the meeting room in Faso's district office December 18th, chanting and playing music.
Amanda Purcell is reporting for Columbia Green Media. U.S. Representative Charles Faso and Hudson officials are calling on U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development Secretary Ben Carson to investigate living conditions at Bliss Towers. Faso released the letter to Carson on March the 5th, in which he requested immediate action. Faso has asked for a face-to-face meeting with Carson to discuss the conditions at Bliss Towers and the unresponsiveness of HUD's Buffalo Regional Office. Faso said, and I quote, "The living conditions at Bliss Towers are completely unacceptable. What I saw during a recent visit, combined with reading the recent inspection reports, made it clear that Bliss Towers needs immediate intervention by HUD. By bringing this to the attention of Secretary Carson, it is my hope that immediate progress will be made and HUD's regional office in Buffalo will step up to the plate in order to solve the problem," end quote. Faso visited Bliss Towers in January at the invitation of Mayor Rick Rector and Second Ward Alderwoman Tiffany Garagia. Along with Hudson Housing Authority Executive Tim Mattis, Faso also called for an audit of the Housing Authority's financial records, tenant files, procurement, and use of public housing funds over the past 3 years. Rector said in a statement, and I quote, "I am very appreciative of any and all efforts being made to address the needs of Bliss Tower to ensure that the residents are provided a safe and quality place to reside," end quote. The mayor declined further comment on the matter. And you can read that full story at HudsonValley360.com.
Hi, this is Victor Mendolia, and you are listening to WGXE. I'm with Tiffany Garriga. Tiffany is the alderwoman from Hudson's Second Ward, also the majority leader of the Common Council in Hudson. Thanks for joining us. I see that you have interested Congressman John Faso in the conditions over at Bliss Tower. So I was wondering if you could tell us a little bit about how that came to be and if you've seen any action on it yet.
Well, the issue about Bliss Towers is something that I've been bringing light to for about 5 years now. With meeting Congressman Faso, it just so happens that we both attended the Martin Luther King annual honor celebration that the Shiloh Baptist Church does every year. And it was very well attended. And I was there, and also our mayor of Hudson, Rick Rector. And so anyway, Faso spoke, Rick Rector, our mayor spoke, and when the event was over, I ran over to Faso before he left to go home. And I said to the congressman, I said, "I've been working on this issue for a very long time. Something needs to be done. Will you please come down to Bliss Towers and see for yourself what the people are dealing with?" And the congressman looked at me, he looked at his wife, and he said, "Okay, let's go. Do you drive?" And no, I don't drive because I suffer from epilepsy. And I reached over to our mayor, Rick Rector, and asked him, would he join us? I got in the car with the congressman, and we all rode down to Bliss Towers. And we went inside the building, and he got to see for himself what people are living with on a daily basis.
So this was an unannounced visit. And so one of the things about an unannounced visit is that there's no way for management or for the maintenance people or anything to put a good face on it. It just is what it is. So what kind of stuff did you see when you took them through?
That's absolutely true, you know, because that's a possibility that can happen. And, you know, I wanted the congressman to see, like I said, you know, what the people are dealing with on a daily basis, you know. He could have easily said to me, call my office, make an appointment. I came for this event. It's late. It's Sunday. I'm with my wife. No, he took his wife with him and came over to see. And what he saw was, number one, as soon as we entered the building, I showed him how the intercom system is outside, inside instead of out. So if there was an emergency with a resident, the paramedics are called. They're coming to do their job. And they're taking that person to the hospital. But let's say it was in the middle of the night and that person was discharged and released. Now they come home, but they're locked out of their own apartment building. They're not even able to ring the intercom to their neighbors to say, hey, can you ring me in? I was at the hospital. Mm-hmm. So they're literally stuck outside screaming for someone to wake up and come downstairs or open the door or have to call the police. Mm-hmm. That's unacceptable. Mm-hmm. So I took Congressman Faso inside the staircase, which is an issue that the constituents of mine have been bringing up for many years, as well as myself when I was a former resident there. The staircase are locked 24/7. So if there was an emergency, you're trapped literally in the staircase.
So just to make it clear, so if somebody enters the staircase because there's a fire, let's say, and they start going down the stairs, at the bottom of the stairs, they can't get out. Is that what you're saying?
That's exactly what I'm saying. And this is something that the residents are used to in Bliss Towers. So in the event there's a fire, the alarms are going off, and people are running out the doors, the people in the building, literally themselves, they'll stick a plastic bottle, a book, a shoe, something that will hold the door open that give people access to go in and out until, you know, maintenance get that phone call to run downstairs and unlock that door, which is ridiculous. So if the building is on fire, if your child is on the school bus and you have to run outside and the elevators are out of service,
can't get in.
Can't get in, can't get out.
That's crazy. So I understand that you also were able to take the congressman up to the ninth floor, the top. That's the top floor of the building. And what did you see up there?
So, you know, it just so happened when we went to the ninth floor, he was able to see the damage and the conditions of the ceiling, which water drips in for over the past 10 years. And just that happened that night. It was a big garbage can there with water, collecting water. So it wasn't that the congressman took my word for it. He got to see it for himself. He also witnessed doors missing from the incinerator rooms, how filthy they were, and lights that were not there, you know, how dark it was. We also took a tour in the laundry room where the ceiling, parts of the ceiling were missing, you know, and also how the back door is locked. So, you know, it could be one of the dryers give out and there's flames coming out. If that person's the exit door to get outside, it's locked. Mm-hmm. You can't get out. So fortunately, that has not happened. But we wanted to take these steps to make sure everything is secure for the people just in case. Mm-hmm. You know, there has never been a fire drill in the building so that people know exactly what to do. This is just something that, you know, the residents learn to do on themselves and being a community within the building.
Mm-hmm. Hudson Valley 360 reports that while Representative John Faso is not announcing any local appearances himself, members of his staff will be taking meetings at other spots in District 19 besides his offices. A member of Faso's staff will be at the Milan Town Hall building in Dutchess County at 20 Wilcox Circle from 11 to 1 p.m. on March 14th, and at the Pauling Town Hall at 160 Charles Coleman Road from 11 to 1 p.m. March 21st. On March 7th, Faso takes phone calls from constituents at 4:30 p.m. with a live web stream on his website at faso.house.gov/live. The congressperson has not held any traditional town hall meetings like past local representative Scott Murphy, a Democrat, and Chris Gibson, a Republican, held many times. Read the full story at Hudson Valley 360.
On March 7th, Representative John Faso, Republican from Kinderhook, voted with the GOP majority to pass the Blocking Regulatory Interference from Closing Kilns Act, 234-180. The bill addresses the Environmental Protection Agency's national admission standards for hazardous air pollutants for brick and structural clay products manufacturing and for clay ceramics manufacturing from 2015. If passed and signed, the bill would allow companies to ignore compliance dates until after judicial review of the final rule. So larger admissions of hazardous air pollutants would be allowed for a longer time under this legislation. On March 6th, Faso also voted for the Comprehensive Regulatory Review Act, which passed 264-143. Republicans say that bill would force banks to more frequent comprehensive reviews of their banking regulations. Some Democrats disagreed, such as California's Representative Maxine Waters. Quote, if this bill were enacted, financial services regulators would be forced to spend more time and resources on backward-looking reviews and deregulating the financial services industry rather than strengthening protections for consumers and the economy, end quote, she said.